Whatever happened there is not replicated with other members of Congress, including the senators and obviously in the executive branch.
Okay, but I'm not feeling a sense of urgency. I have a sense of urgency about this. If Wiener's telling the truth, this is big. This is big. A congressman gets some kind of risque photo, sent around a country. Come on. The implications are staggering here.
Yeah, but I think, he points out, even though he's been honest about it, still the question is, he won't tell us if that the picture that he recognizes or not. It seems
that's
to
absurd.
Me that
he knows.
He should cooperate with this.
He should cooperate. Now, if he's lying, if he wasn't hacked into, he's committing a crime. Wiener's committing a crime if he's not telling the truth.
And also, he should allow an investigation to determine where that photograph came by going into his computer and saying, look, let's look for this photograph. If we find it, then we understand that somebody hacked into his House of Representatives computer
or his iPhone. Let's be honest here. Come on. It's him in the photograph. It's him. It is him. Now, the photograph got out of his possession. It's him.
And I think because of the question you just posed, it's to his advantage to help all of us to explain it so that we can all protect ourselves because of this hacking.
But I don't think he knows. Look, if he's telling the truth, he doesn't know how it happened. He knows what happened because he's looking like an idiot, but he doesn't know how it happened. But I'm not seeing the urgency here at the federal level, and we need somebody to champion this cause, and I guess it's going to be you, but you guys got to get on this.
Well, I think the point is that if Wiener will not cooperate, then this moves into another series of investigations, because I think it's very simple for him to say, open up his files and let the House information, first of all, look at it before the FBI to see if it's just a slight thing. But if it's more than that, then I think the FBI. But I think going to the FBI at this point might be a little premature.
No, I think
basically the security in the U.S. Capitol, who tells us we're protected, should look at this
carefully
to see if we are.
Well, that's the Capitol Hill Police Department, right? That-